All right, 5:16 p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, 2025. This is a special trustees meeting. I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have present Marilyn Prue, myself, Gina Lyon, and Sheila Martin. Ellis Merchant is not able to join us tonight. Any changes to the agenda, additions or deletions?
I just had one change on the notes. It should be 2025 taxes, okay. Not 2026 taxes.
That's my error. I jumped the gun, so I will make that change right now. So we are here, our privilege of the floor, sorry. We don't have anybody that has joined us. So there is none. We are here for discussion item regarding the now 2025 tax assessments. This has been a discussion for 2 years now regarding how these should be done. And please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here, but this is regarding those properties that are not for profit. Am I correct?
Well, it's also that, and people that are outliners of the village that have access to the water or sewer.
Okay, so can you just explain currently how the process has been for the last X amount of years for you, Sheila, which is why we're here to discuss, one, should it be done this way? We don't believe that it should be, or we don't necessarily agree with it, and we want to change it moving forward. Correct, Marilyn?
Correct.
Okay.
So when I took over, 2015 maybe, Graham and Graham did an audit, and it was told at that point that the nonprofit, everybody who lives within the village should be assessed the bond for the water and sewer amounts. And that's not happening because there's certain properties currently that may not have, that may live in the village but don't have access to the water sewer system, but they should be paying the bond because it's voted on as a village.
It's a general obligation
bonds.
Right. Right.
So all village residents should be paying towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it is not set up that way. We would normally just take the grand list from the town with the village residents, and we would just take it and divide it out. I manually have to go through and change 40 properties, maybe, that's receive one property tax rate versus another. Then there's the nonprofits. They're assessed based on their value from the
grand list.
Yeah.
And then there's also those people that live outside the village that are assessed. So all nonprofits, I was told from previous trustees that in the charter, there is something that says in the charter that the nonprofits will be assessed the water and sewer fees. So when I took over, I was explained that it needed to be set by the grand list, which really is like a tax bill. I have to manually type up letters to these people and then not send them a tax bill because they're nonprofits, so they don't pay a tax. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense? So just this year, the water sewer assessment grand list was $78,000 and the water sewer assessment was $105,000, and there's a $21,000 difference between the general grand list and the grand list for the water sewer bonds. So they should be all the same. And according to what I believe is accurate from the auditors from years ago talking about, and from just the obligation of the bond being for the village residents.
Right.
Well, I think we had kind of been working on this a little bit throughout, trying to get some clarity to it. And we did have Crystal check into all the bonds. And how it's set up is the bonds are paid by taxes. And then the O&M, which is operation and maintenance of water and of sewer, are paid by user fees.
Right.
Basically, that's how it's separated. So we went through, or she went through, and every bond that we have in water department and sewer department are general obligation bonds, meaning that the village as a whole approved them and should be taxed on them. It shouldn't be, I don't pay tax because I don't have any way to hook up to the sewer. It's just you're part of the village. They all get taxed for mm-hmm. this purpose, for the
which
general.
Which that makes sense.
Okay.
But that's not what we're doing.
No.
Okay.
No. So there's a spreadsheet that Sheila has shared with me, and it's a cluster. It's kind of like you go through and...
It's not your cluster.
No,
but,
no, but yeah. I didn't bring a copy of it, but you have to go through, like, for example, when you look at this tax book, I'm trying to find someone that's...
So you might have somebody that just has water available to them. So they get charged, they live in the village, but they only have water. So they would pay part of the water bond, but none of the sewer bond.
That's not accurate.
So like Peon,
yep.
They both, Natalie and Michael Peon, live in a little part of the village that must be peaks up to Brazil.
Yep.
They only pay highway and village because they don't have access to the water and sewer bond. But they should be paying, they don't have access to the services, so they don't pay for the service, but they should pay on the bond because they're village residents and it was voted on.
Yeah.
So I have to manually go through, because once it comes through, it sets up village, highway, water bond, sewer bond. I have to go in and manually adjust everybody's and make sure that I've caught everybody's, because not everybody, you try your best to catch it all. You know, like Lyman, Gary Lyman's property, same way, village and highway.
Yeah.
So what it is too, like, the peons, they probably don't have much land in the village. Is that correct?
Correct.
Probably their house isn't in the village. So whatever property they have in the village is part of the village and, to me, should be taxed, the water and sewer. You know, their value might only be $10,000. I don't know. It's probably said there.
Yeah, I'll tell you in just a second. Sorry.
So it'd be much easier if, you know, we can still do the assessment part. If that's something that we feel like we want to do, and that's basically to the nonprofits and people that don't live in the village, okay? They would get an assessment. But to me, that would be on their water or sewer bill, that portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have nothing to do with Sheila and her taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Although whatever we collect off the assessment would be less that she would have to collect for the amount that we need. So let's say we need $80,000 for the sewer bond, okay? And we would say, okay, we figured out that we are going to get $10,000 through assessment fees that will come through the bill on mm-hmm. on their water or sewer bill.
Yeah.
So we need you to tax enough to everybody that lives in the village $70,000, and what's that going to make for that? So that's all she's going to care about is, I'm going to collect, even though it says, you know, we're going to collect, we need $80,000. We've told her, well, we're going to collect 10 through assessments. So you need to collect $70,000 for us. So she's going to have the grand list number. And she's going to do whatever the math is to make collect $70,000. So it's going to just be, she's not going to be pulling in and pulling out stuff to make up her tax bills.
So, for instance, the Peon family that you just mentioned, I believe, like you said, a corner of their lot is in the village, but their house is not in the village.
So Mike has...
they'd only have like a percentage of it?
Like Mike's, for example, is 10.76 acres, actually. But there must be no house because it's just, it's $330,000. But Natalie's is on 2 acres, but her house is assessed at $229,000. So her house must hit that village.
So the part of her property and house that's in Barton Village is worth that much.
Right.
Okay.
So whatever,
so she would get...
She would get taxed on the value that's in Barton Village.
Correct. So...
for the percentage to go towards the water bond.
Correct.
Right.
Gotcha. Correct.
So let's just see.
Yes. So if you only had 1,000... instead of picking and choosing...
Right. It's,
straight across the board.
And we've proven that they are capital... general obligation bonds.
Okay. No, okay.
So, and I mean, hers is...
by users only.
Correct.
I mean, hers is a larger parcel. So her bill would probably go up $600. But if you're looking at some of these other ones, like that 302 times 3962 and roughly about the same, so about $80. So some people that have, if it's their house,
more value,
right,
and they live there.
Then we have others that have a sewer bond but don't have a water bond. So I have to go and pull those out.
Because...
and what's the difference there? Because that property... because
they don't have access to have the water, but they have the sewer.
But their land is in the village.
Correct.
So they should be... it's obligated. So they should be getting... yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This
so
makes
that's,
sense to me now.
So... okay. And I have, and then they have another one that gets the sewer bond, but not the water. So that makes it difficult when this should be a really seamless process. When we get the grand list transferred to the village, it should be fairly
across the board.
So it should be across the board.
The only thing
so.
That's going to be a little different is the assessment fee.
Correct.
Because that's going to be money that we're collecting from from nonprofits, I guess, and people that don't live in the village. And we've got to think of how to give them an assessment towards the taxes.
So how does that work now for the nonprofits?
I take the... when it comes through, it comes out like a regular tax bill. And then I have to go and print out...
A letter that tells them how much.
Right, tells them this is how much you have for a water fee, this is how much you have for an assessment fee, you know, and then that's how they get there, because they can't get a tax bill because they're nonprofit.
So are they, because they're nonprofit, are they obligated to pay towards the bond?
This is a way around that as an assessment.
But is that correct?
Right, because they don't pay a bond because they're not getting assessed a tax. So I think in the charter that it was added at some point
that you could do an
assessment. You could do an assessment to capture, because, you know, like the Barton School is almost 5,000. I'll tell you, St. Paul's is, you know, 2,700. You know, the fairgrounds is 2,500. Forest Parks and Recreation, 3,500.
Yeah.
And the biggest part of it, really, comes from when you pay yourself the village. It's about $11,000. No, $7,500, $7,800.
So what happens is the Barton Village is a nonprofit, but we have land. So we are into this assessment thing as well on the value of the land. So what happens is Barton Village pays itself through this assessment fee. So it kind of goes from whatever, like the general fund is where most of the buildings are.
Yeah.
So it goes from the general fund, an assessment, and it goes towards water and sewer.
Right.
But it's kind of a wash.
You know, like the ball field, pageant park.
Yeah.
Just different.
Yeah. Our different facilities, buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you proposing? Are we still going to have to do those assessments for those nonprofits? How many of them are there? Or are you saying no?
I'm saying we can. I just don't, we're just going to have to decide on how we're going to come up with a value, and it's going to be on one of their water sewer bills.
Instead of doing it this way.
Right, right. So we're going to take, like I said, if we need voted in $80,000, and that's what we need to pay our bonds, but we know we're going to get $10,000 from this assessment from a separate on their bills, Sheila would only collect
$70,000. Okay.
So I'm not, you know, especially if it's in the charter, against us doing the assessment, but putting it on a regular bill so that she doesn't have to deal with it and figure out how to come up with a number. Like right now, it's based on the value of the property.
Right.
And to me, it's just a little bit like, okay, it's not a tax, but it's kind of at the same time as the taxes, and it's based on the value of your property.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I see your point.
So just come up with something.
So what are you thinking of coming up for that? Because potentially that could be a lot of income, revenue.
Well, it'd be pretty much the same as it is now.
But on a bill.
But on
once a
bill.
A month or once a year? Or?
Once a year assessment.
So there's 21 nonprofits that I bill. And then there's 6 outside the village limits of people that have access to it, like the Robitels. Robin and Gail Robitel have a water assessment fee. John Sanchez has a water assessment fee. Susan Clapp has a water assessment fee.
So they're not in the village, but they're on our system. And so they get, Sheila has to send them a
letter.
As an assessment, and how it's figured, I guess, is the value of their land times the same percent that all of us in the village are paying.
Correct.
To own land.
Nults is another one. So, I mean, that's not Francis Nult.
We have 21 nonprofits in our village.
Yeah. So you get the Barton Library.
Oh, yeah.
You have the state of Vermont. You have 2 Vermont Homeland LLCs. You have the town of Barton. You have St. Paul's Parish. You have Solid Rock Church. You have
United Church.
The fairgrounds. You have the Northeast Kingdom Learning Center, the Oxu building. You have, Barton United Church is
Catholic Church, St. Paul's.
St. Paul's. We have the Barton School. We have Greater Barton Arts owns 2 properties. Crystal Falls Historical Society. And Barton Village has.
And all of these have paid this assessment through the years.
Correct. Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's probably not 21 because Barton, Village of Barton has multiple,
okay.
But it's 21 that I bill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to figure out how much collection that we get on the assessment part.
Yep, so
Thank you.
24-104-73.
Okay.
Then can I throw the next stickler in there?
Mm-hmm.
You also have Bellevue Campground, who those campers all pay highway and village, but do not pay the water sewer bond. But you will then have
the trailer park.
The trailer park, and those people in the trailer park play all four. My understanding and my explanation from that was, because I questioned that, was the people that own the campground, Bellevue, they pay the water assessment fee for the whole lot.
And well, that would be the same for the highway and the other fund. So that makes... Okay.
Yep.
So whatever the value of their camper is, if it's there year-round, will be taxed water and sewer. Because it's taxed on highway and the general fund. So why wouldn't it be taxed on water and sewer bonds? You know, what would be the difference?
Is that a double tax? Is that doubling, though? Because if the property owners... Dave, or whoever owns it now, is getting taxed by his assessed value, wouldn't that include the land?
No, because that's the land, and they're getting assessed on the value of their camper.
Because it stays there.
Because it stays
there. So that
there.
Really isn't any different. So those campers that go in and out...
Don't get assessed.
Right, so it would only be those that stay there, just like the trailers do in
and
the trailer
park. And there's probably...
Correct.
15 of them up there.
That stay year round. Yeah.
So they too would need to get an assessment.
Nope,
they would get a tax bill. It would be on the tax bill.
Because they get one now, but it's just highway and the general fund.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think I'm on the same page as you guys, and I understand it now.
It's complicated.
Yeah. And Crystal, correct me if I'm wrong, and you've kind of said this, she reached out to, was it BLCT? Or to somebody?
She did, and she reached out to, it was a lawyer, and he looked over the stuff.
Yeah.
And they were all general obligation.
Okay.
So we have 100% ability to tax these to everybody that has land in the village of Barton Village.
Okay. That's what I recalled her
if
saying,
if you have
too.
The service or not have the service.
Yeah.
Because they're general obligation.
Yep.
So we just need to figure out, I think this year it might be a little complicated, but going forward, it should be really easy. You know, in the front office, if there's, how many did you say get the assessment?
Six people and 21.
Okay.
21 okay. bills. Because
so
I don't know.
Roughly 30 bills in November will have an assessment on them for water and sewer. And then that money that's collected from those accounts to the assessment will go towards the bond payment. We'll go in that pool of money.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to figure out a way, a fair way to charge the assessment.
Right, to calculate it.
Right. And, you know, the easiest way is, I guess, the value of their land. But to me, it just seems like, you know, well, it's not a tax, it's an assessment. But it's based on your value of your property, you know.
And then it's based on the rate, tax rate that's assessed.
Right.
Right.
But that's how we do it for those that live, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Yeah. So it almost has to be that way.
Yeah.
To be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know any other way.
I don't know. I don't know how you would do it other than...
I wonder how, like, City of Newport does it. Because they have campgrounds, right?
Yeah. And we could check around, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Barton Village isn't the only place that does this assessment. toward taxes. So maybe we can just do a little homework and just see how other people.
Yeah, I can ask Robin Churchill. She works for Newport City. Okay. So.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good, yeah.
Let's see. I think, you know, we're not asking for a whole lot more, well, the taxes and the people that are, it's going to hurt the worst or the most is people that have never
received this bill before.
Right?
Yeah, we'll have to communicate. We'll
I was just going to say, yeah, because I can guarantee you I'll have a lot of calls because when I did it the first time, when I first took over, I assessed everybody because, so we had to readjust because then I was told, no, that's not how it's done. So we had adjustments and yeah.
Oh. Mm. So you took over but nobody told you how to it was done?
No.
Oh. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Okay, so I think we have a good better idea and understanding of it. I like the idea of bouncing this off from Robin to just see what guidance maybe she could provide that the city in Newport does. I do think this is something that we need to do, we need to act upon.
Well, I would just say I do too, because I think if you have an auditor come in at some point, you're going to find that you're not in compliance.
Well, and that's pretty much the feedback you've gotten before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I think we need to be correct and consistent. And people are, they're going to, like you said, they're going to gripe. They're going to have their complaints. We'll listen to them. We'll be upfront. We'll communicate, explain as much as we can why. And
I think it's pretty clear.
It's cut and dry.
It's cut and dry. Like it's an obligation bond that's been voted on by the village, and that's generally different than any other tax or your general fund, your highway fund, or any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what are we looking at for a time frame as far as like making an ultimate or a final decision or making an action, taking action? What are your recommendations? What do you think?
I hope we would know or have a theory on how this is going to work before June 30th.
Okay.
And maybe would the grand list be out then too?
Pretty close.
Because
it's supposed to be by then.
Right.
We usually get it sometime. And right. Now that the town has a paid assessor, so I think it's pretty on time. It's been on time for the past 2 years, I think.
Because, like, what's going to get approved at the meeting for taxes is what's going to get approved. That's what we need to pay our bond issues, our bond notes, whatever they are. And then at some point, as trustees, we'll have to tell Sheila what to collect.
Yeah.
And that's at the point where we need to know, okay, this is going on the regular water sewer bill. Have people aware that, no, it's on this bill. You're not going to get another bill from Barton Village. It's on this piece of paper now.
Yeah.
And decide what that's going to be.
Yeah, because will it be the same due date? So, like, you know, how our bill, we have to figure something else out because, you know, their monthly bill is due within so many days, but this is a larger amount that they're used to not having due until
60 days.
60 days, right. So it should go out actually on a September bill.
Or October.
I'd say September because that's when tax bills go out. So they have September, October, November to pay.
And what we could do, I believe, in the billing software, they wouldn't charge a late fee. You can say, don't charge a late fee on it.
On this amount.
Right.
Right.
So after 2 months, you can take that little check off and it does get late fee.
So just the like office it would staff be would have to keep track of these accounts.
Yes, they're going to have to set them up. It should not be very, very hard. And all they're going to have to do is put in a number for this, whatever we come up with with the fee process, the assessment process.
Yeah.
They're just going to have to put it in as a one time, and it's going to, you can pick it out on the billing, an assessment fee at such amount.
Because all these people are already receiving monthly bills, so it shouldn't be anything. It's just going to be adding assessment to the bill. It shouldn't be any additional work, I mean, other than setting up.
Right, just putting it
So you'll still have the list. You'll still have to divvy out the list a little bit, but it won't be as convoluted as it is now.
I won't have to do any of that.
No?
No, she'll be right out of it.
It'll be out of it. It won't come on my grand list. Because when I have to, so when we get
How are they going to know who to add it to then? For those?
They will know.
Because we're going to have a spreadsheet
oh.
and say these people
need to be
get this assessment fee, and we've based it on X, and this is what it is that you're going to put into, you're going to bill out to them.
Because they won't get a tax bill.
Right.
Correct. Okay. So, yeah. So when the grand list transfers into my computer, it's just a seamless thing. And what happens now with Barton Village, it takes NEMRC time to transfer. They have to go in and code some of those Barton Village. They have to go in and change the outliers for the Barton, and then I have to go into the grand list and change. I have to actually, because as a nonprofit, they don't get a tax bill and don't become part of the grand list. But I have to go in and change a code manually to all those things to add it to the overall grand list.
Okay.
So when you talk about grand list, you have a grand list for highway and you have a grand list for general fund. That's the same.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a grand list for water bond. You have a grand list for sewer bond. You have a grand list for water assessment, and you have a grand list for a sewer assessment.
Yeah.
So you have 7 grand lists that I'm manipulating and trying to get set rates with. And that's not always
so easy. This will make it, it'll go to 4.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Which is doable.
And what about those that will still need to do some sort of letter or assessment that don't get the bills? Do we have any that don't get bills?
No, they all, because they're only getting bills because they're on the system.
Okay.
They're only getting an assessment fee because they're on the system.
So what about those that aren't on the system?
They'll just come as a tax bill and it'll be on their tax bill.
Okay. Yep.
So like right now, if you didn't
like
have water.
That one.
Yes. Right. So they'll have all 4 categories. So anybody that doesn't have 4 categories, I have to, that's a manual entry, which also can make for errors, right? Because you're manually entering stuff. But there's, if you look down through, you can see like Highway Village. This has got all 4. So they will just now say all 4.
Right. Right.
Because I won't be going in and changing.
Yeah.
Which tax rate they receive and which tax rate they don't
receive.
It doesn't
make sense that they were getting a highway but not anything else. Correct. They're getting taxed and they have property within the village. I don't understand that.
Correct.
Okay. I get it now. I get it. I am very tired, so please excuse me.
So I can work with Sheila and if you want and just come up with something.
Okay.
And and, you know, we might have to go right back to the value stuff. I mean, I don't know, of the property. Because we just want to be consistent all the way around. But this way, she won't have to deal with it. Plus, at this point, it's going to be cheaper for us because if we keep it, the $24,000 as an assessment. Sorry, Sheila, but you won't be collecting 1%
correct.
Of that.
Oh.
Because it's going to go through the office.
Right.
Oh.
So $240?
Yeah, well, No, it needs to be right.
No, I agree.
I am not worried about any of that. It needs to be right. I mean, I've said it since...
For a while.
Once Graham and Graham came.
Mm-hmm.
When you say Graham and Graham, I'm like, who?
They were auditors. They were great auditors.
Okay. No, I think this makes perfect sense, and it needs to be done. So you two will continue to work on it.
Yep.
If you wouldn't mind, just let me know what you find out from Robin. Like what the city in Newport does. That's great. And then we'll figure out what meeting agenda to put it on to approve. I guess we'll approve it when we do the tax assessment.
No.
Or do, would we need to approve it before that?
We'll do it before then.
Okay. Well, it's on your radar. You'll let us know. We'll bring it up. You know. We'll keep it going. You'll keep it going.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, so we'll work on that. And like I said, we've already done the groundwork where Crystal has done it, and they're all general obligation bonds.
It's just a matter of figuring out how to do the rest of it.
Right, how to do the assessment part of it.
Okay. And hopefully City of Newport, Robin, will have some guidance on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be just they do it by the assessment value.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see what they say. Yeah.
You know, but by doing the assessment, it will be cheaper. You know, if we got rid of the assessment, it's going to be quite a bit more for the regular taxpayers.
Right.
Even though we're going to be hitting all the taxpayers with it.
Yeah.
So I think if we can come up with something, and we will. We'll come up with something, and we'll have the figures there, and maybe we'll have more toward the grand list, especially after, if our budgets get approved, then we can have pretty pinpoint numbers
on
what it will cost people.
Right.
So we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great discussion. Great plan. Do we have anything else? I told you we'd be done. Fairly decent.
I know, that's great.
It is great. I love it. I love it. All right, do you have anything else?
I do not. Nope.
All right. 5:53 p.m. I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next upcoming meeting is Monday, January 27th, 2025. Meeting's adjourned.